How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I've seen everything. A Florida man in a Dalmatian onesie outruns troopers, tasers, and canines. Damn. Get him to the Olympics. Pasco County. This Florida man, and literally in a Dalmatian onesie, escaped Florida highway troopers. They caught up with him the next day, though. They tried to pull over reckless driver Dylan Devereaux just after midnight on January 27th. Vehicle took off high rate of speed. They dropped off a passenger, sped up again, crashed into a tree eventually. They chased him, put him to the ground. He was fighting the troopers in the road, outran a canine. I don't even know how. Well, he was in a Dalmatian onesie. Guess what? Resisting with violence. Oh, and he had a ton of meth.
Oh,
there it is right there. That's methed up, man. He had a ton of meth. Let's see. A Florida man kidnapped a woman who struck him on his bicycle. The 67-year-old Danny Phelps, he kidnapped, got charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, tons of other things, Lake City Police Department said. He was trying to cross the street. Apparently, he said this woman made contact with him. She was trying to move forward. She said he abruptly stopped in front of her and got himself hit. He held her hostage with a knife. So sounds like a bicyclist. Totally. With everything going on in the world right now, the economy, conflicts, the open border, spiraling national debt, the devastating inflation, it's critical that you have a plan for diversifying and protecting your savings. And that's why so many, including myself, have turned to precious metals like gold and silver to help protect our savings. And I've partnered with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make that happen. It's a great company with a great reputation, and they could not have made the process any easier. And right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit that will show you how precious metals can help protect and diversify your savings. And for my audience, they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. All you have to do is visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started today. Goldco has helped thousands of Americans place over $3 billion in gold and silver, and they can help you as well. Join thousands who trust Goldco. Visit DanaLikesGold.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All the USAD stuff that we've been talking about. What did I tell you guys yesterday? Remember what we were on here? Kane, I put it in Slack. You remember what it was?
Yeah.
About Politico. All of a sudden, they couldn't pay nobody. What did you tell me yesterday?
Yeah, I mean,
what'd you say yesterday about that?
Everybody. Where they're getting their money.
Yeah, where they getting their money. And then you said you were joking. What'd you say?
Yeah.
You said, oh, I bet they're getting some of that USAID money. And we were all like, oh, wow, that would be something. I will be damned. Wake up this morning, and what do you see? Receipts.
The truth is stranger than fiction.
Receipts. Millions and millions and millions of dollars have been given, your dollars, my dollars, to Politico, through USAID. And if you remember, Politico, ladies and gentlemen, was the biggest purveyor of the laptop is Russian disinformation. You remember that? Where was that first story denying it? Where did that run at? You guys remember? Oh, Politico. That's right. It ran at Politico. So I'm a little bit ticked off today. And I'm done. People should be not protesting. I said protesting. I really meant rioting outside of Politico's offices. Rioting. Because this is such a betrayal of the American taxpayer. Not only did this media entity take millions upon millions upon every year, guys, millions of your dollars, our dollars every year. They were publishing propaganda and attacking us using our dollars. I've had it. I have had it. And these people, these legacy media freaks, you know, it's more than just Politico. You know for a fact that it's more than just Politico that has been taking money. So that's one of the things that I'm hoping the investigation extends to. Let's look at the Washington Post. Let's look at the New York Times. Because, folks, I'm telling you, it wasn't just one of them. I would bet the Family Farm on it being a huge, significant number of them. I mean, hell, we were paying for the BBC, for crying out loud. The BBC. That's already subsidized by the British government. Because that's why it's called the BBC. British Broadcasting Company. And I wouldn't doubt for a second, that there's a lot more out there than just Politico. So this is what we all get to start our day with, is this nonsense. This, all of this. And the left, I don't even think, I honestly, guys, I don't think I got enough time today to get through. I didn't even send you guys all the sound bites. I didn't even send you all the sound bites I had of all the left freaking out. I got so mad last night because it was like 7:30. I'm still working. I'm at my desk and I'm going through the audio that I know because you guys were putting audio in. That's how we go and we come for audio. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've got so much of these people freaking out. You know, I bet, you know, not only Kane and Steve had it, but then there's like 15 other cuts of different Republicans freaking out because you know that they had their little protest yesterday too. All these people totally freaking out about all of this, about Elon Musk. They wanted to launch an investigation into Elon Musk. I could sit here for the next 3 hours and I could play cut after cut for you of not like random people on TikTok or something. I mean, actual elected lawmakers losing their minds because, you know, the nerd squad is going through and, you know, breaking kneecaps. We're going to get into all of this. So welcome to the show. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this first hour. And it's just, I mean, every day is like drinking from a fire hose. And half of it is the left freaking out. Absolutely freaking out. So where do we start with? First, I want to start with the Politico story. Then we're going to get into the Gaza thing. Because the Gaza thing, I have to say, if you get Substack, you know, you kind of know what I think about it. But the issue with this whole issue with Politico. So if you are not paying, because you know you work, if you didn't see, Politico has been getting, oh man, how much? They've gotten, I think, over a period of several years and from more than just USAID, have been getting, I think, what, $40 million? I think it ended up being something like $40 million. And I'm looking at all of this. Oh man, I mean, year after year, millions and millions and millions of dollars. Do you want an example of the kind of stories you were paying for at Politico? One example, because I think you're going to get too mad if I give you many. And you're at work, and I don't want you guys throwing your keyboards. Or if you're truck driving, I don't want you to like drive off into a ditch because you're just so ticked off. I'm thinking of you. Here's one example. Enhance the sky. I can give you the screenshot if you don't believe me. This is an actual story. We paid for this. The headline: we watched 20 Trump rallies. His racist anti-immigrant messaging is getting darker. Kane. I need a stress ball.
How much did that story cost us if we were to break it down?
a couple hundred thousand.
Oh my gosh. So, do you ever just sit here and go, is it worth an assault charge, really? That's the kind of headlines they've been writing. Oh my gosh. I mean, I could sit here and we could go off forever on this. How the laptop, they called the Musk people lunatics, blah, 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 Trump's tariff game. I mean, racist, xenophobic. I'm like scrolling through just looking for choice adjectives. I mean, this is the type of stuff that this is the stuff that they were promoting. This is what you paid for over at Politico. That's what we paid for. Our tax dollars. Our tax dollars. This whole thing, like I said, not even protests. There should be riots. Juan's showing you that. That's just one example of one headline. That's what you paid for. We watched 20 Trump rallies. He's showing you, if you're watching the simulcast on Channel 347 DirecTV or YouTube or Rumble, where the chat is, you're seeing it. That's just one example. I have like a million where they called him a racist in Politico headlines. I'm not kidding you. Guys, it's like an average of three times a week. I think I'm underserving it, though. I think it's probably more than that. They called him a racist like three times a week. They went after voters, Trump voters. They called, Trump voters, they called us racist and xenophobic. Oh, anti-immigrant was my favorite one. That's one that popped up a lot. That's what we paid for with Politico. This is one of the things that USAID was paying for. Why? We are overtaxed. I'm going to tell you something. Taxation is sanctioned theft. It is extortion. At least the mafia is honest about it when they extort you. The government tries to act like it's part of some like grand social contract, but they don't fulfill their end of said social contract. Instead, this is what they spend their money on. Condoms for a bunch of terrorists in Afghanistan. And then this kind of stuff. This is what they spend their money on. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec. If you have not checked out the new 5.7 that they came out with, you got to. It's the latest and greatest from Kel-Tec. And they've changed concealed carry in 95. Now they got the PR-57 rotary barrel pistol. It's chambered in 5.7. They're just redefining the game. It's the lightest, literally the lightest 5.7 I've ever held in my ever-loving life. It's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. It has a top-loading design, so it replaces traditional magazines with literal stripper clips. That gives it a slimmer carry profile. And you also got a 20+1 capacity. It's kind of insane and awesome all at the same time. It's built to perform when it matters. And it's engineered for simplicity and reliability. Quickest and easiest field strip that you can get. And MSRP is legit $399. It's only $399. That's insane. I mean, yeah, you can get it. Go get it. It's the PR-57, the new one from Kel-Tec, KelTecWeapons.com. That's where you can go to learn more. KELTEC weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the U.S. has sent its first flights with illegal immigrant criminals to Guantanamo Bay after Trump's crackdown. Yeah, I absolutely think so. Absolutely. I mean, it's not just that you have people who are entering illegally, and then you have people who are also entering illegally and committing additional crimes. At every step of that way, it's a crime. Entering illegally, it's a crime. And if you don't agree, then I'm going to bust up in your house at 2 a.m. and you can't do a damn thing about it. Bully you back. How do you like it? I'm done. I'm so mad today. I'm so mad about all this. I don't know if you can tell. So this is good that they're sending them out. They're accusing Don Jr. of illegally hunting rare ducks in Italy after a footage of him coming out of a foxhole in camo emerged because people are morons. Rare ducks? Do they even know what they're talking about? Italian progressives are some of the stupidest people. They were in the petri dish of life. The progressives in Italy are all the remnants after all the good stuff's been scraped up. That's what the progressives in Italy are. And so some of their idiotic MPs have demanded an inquiry because they think, even though you can't see anything, they're like, oh, well, it looks like he's shooting at rare birds in a protected area. He's on a hunting trip close to Venice. You know how many people go and they bird hunt in that area, like constantly, because they have an overabundance of what, and it's a great way to cull wildlife as well and keep everything operating at, happy and healthy, percentages. And no, they're not. Someone says that they think it might be one of the unidentified ducks might be a rare bird. I don't even believe that the people making this claim know enough about wildlife to even say that. That's so stupid. Airport workers are being accused in DCA of sharing that plane crash video. They were arrested. People were sharing it. I mean, how ghoulish is that? People died. They died, and these other people are like, did you see what I recorded? Did you see? So they've arrested two employees after this leaked video showed it because they were posting it online. Interesting. A perfect catastrophic collisions. This is a perfect storm between planes and thousands of rockets dumped in space. Experts are warning of this growing risk. This comes from a British paper. They're saying that, just be warned that there's tons of rockets that are left in space. And they've been saying this for a while, that there would be like some kind of catastrophic collision between aircraft and any kind of, basically space junk that's left in orbit. It hasn't happened, though. But I think there is reason to be genuinely concerned about, the size and, some of the stuff that I've left behind. That's the Musk buyout. Remember, we talked about this. The administration offered a buyout for people who don't want to get their lazy butts back to work. Well, 20,000 so far have taken it.
Hey, damn it, shut down the Senate! Yeah! We are at war! There is an economic coup happening right here in the Treasury! And right there in Trump's White House! But there's a revolution happening right here on these streets!
And right now, all across America, people are knocked down, but they are getting up, and they are going to fight the dictator of Donald Trump and his henchmen, Elon Musk.
We will see you in the courts, in Congress, in the streets. Elon Musk is a Nazi nutball baby.
Oh, and you're a racist bald man. Shut up. I'm so tired of this. And where's the lie? Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. I'm just, we're just talking truths, right? That's it. Yeah. Top of this third hour. These people are nuts. Golly, they're nuts. I mean, it's a joke. They are mad because they don't get unfettered access to our taxpayer dollars anymore to waste on all this nonsense. And that apparently makes one a Nazi. That's not how that works, but it's embarrassing. That party is jacked. The Democrat Party is dead. There is no there. Where else do they go? Where else do they go from here? Think about it. Compare the Democrat Party of today with the Democrat Party in the 90s. Shockingly different. They are now the cringe freaks. They're the ones that it's just, they're so weird and obnoxious. It is just trying on the nerves and it's just cringe. That's who I talked about this with Jesse Waters last night. They are not able to uncrazy themselves. They can't. I don't know how much further left can you go? What are they going to do next? Like literally nominate the devil? Like as a candidate for next time they have a presidential primary, like where else do they go? Where do they go from here? Baby sacrifice? Like where? Well, they already do that. Where else did they go? You got thought, King?
I'm just saying, don't challenge them on that because I think they'll find a way to go lower.
Well, I mean, creatively, at some point, your options get slim, Dana Lash here with you, top of this third hour. I don't know where these people go. I mean, after this, they were all up there. They all were saying the same thing. Elon Musk is a Nazi. He's a Nazi. He's a Nazi. We don't like him. Why don't you like him? Because we don't like what he does. What does he do? He doesn't let us take your money. We want to cut off the kids' genitals. Turn them into Frankengenders. It's what we want to do. They're clowns. It's embarrassing. I don't know anybody. I have friends who are Democrats. Well, friends. Associates who are Democrats. They don't even want to actually be affiliated with them anymore. They now they've taken to saying, oh, well, we're independent. They're like, oh my gosh, we're not with those people. The Democrats are tainting themselves. I don't know. I mean, the implication is that what is it? Who was it? Was it the bald one? Which one was saying that it was an economic coup? Oh, LaMonica. LaKaren was saying that it was an economic coup. Two words I'm positive she cannot define. And a phrase I'm equally positive she can't define. Out there saying it's an... how is it an economic coup? They are livid that you, the taxpayer, voted to take your money back. That, to them, is a coup. That tells you everything you need to know about these people. I want to switch it up real quick before my head explodes. Have you guys heard about the... I know you guys don't watch the Oscars, but I do love watching Hollywood turn on itself. I could watch the left fight with the left all day. It's one of my favorite. It's like watching a dog chew its leg. It's just, you know, not that I've ever seen that, but I can imagine.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.